Carol Wood, who's a member of the Lansing City Council. Well, Carol's on the other end of our line. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, and I heard you say the magic word, rain.
My grass is browner than I don't know what. It's horrible.
Oh, I know. When we think of people's gardens and the farmers right now, it's it's a tragic situation out there.
Carol, I want to talk with you a little bit about this NioWave story. And they have plans to expand. I thought it was interesting how you have talked about there's kind of two sides of the stories, and we have misinformation, and you kind of see some good things about the deal, and you kind of see some challenges. Give us your perspective on this.
Well, NioWave and what they had originally done with the Walnut School and working in the community has been a positive. They have rehabbed some of the homes in the neighborhood that they have some of their employees living in and have sold some of those. Those are all real positives. I think where we end up with a problem is, again, this pole barn, this expansion that was built. When we look at a number of things that detracts from, especially sitting in the middle of a neighborhood, we're not talking about the fact that this is out there on the expressway. What we're talking about is there are homes around this. Again, the aesthetics of this particular building create problems and would have been much better approached if the company had sat down with the neighborhood, had talks, and come up with a design that would have met their needs but would have also been something that would have been pleasing for the neighborhood.
Is it too late to do that?
Well, I hope not. Today at noon in the Development and Planning Committee, I know members from NioWave as well as the community are going to sit down and talk about this. I think there's the opportunity to possibly reface that building. I know there's been suggestions by the neighbors to do that. They've come up with gone on websites and come up with some applications that they believe that again, would enhance the look of that, and I think for moving forward in the future, for the viability of NioWave still being a good neighbor, they need to sit down and work through this.
Do you think this is a case where they just dropped the ball as far as tying up all these loose ends, or were they just planning on moving ahead regardless?
Well, you know, I can't speak for NioWave. I can only speak for, you know, what I've heard from the neighbors and that was the fact that, you know, they started seeing some of the construction going in and were asked about it and were first led to believe that it was going to be a smaller building than what it was and then ended up with what they had and it was built and there wasn't much the input that the neighbors had on this. And I know that council's been questioned about this repeatedly. Why did we let this happen? Well, according to the zoning for that area, they are allowed to put that particular building in there. But again, just because you're allowed to do that doesn't necessarily mean, again, when you're trying to be a good neighbor, that that's what you should be looking at. I look at Sparrow over the years as they've done expansions, how they've worked with the neighbors on how it would look, taking their suggestions. I also with the state of Michigan when they put up their last parking ramp in downtown with the churches, so it blended in with the facade of the churches that were in and around it. So there are examples out there of companies working with neighbors to create something that was aesthetically pleasing and didn't detract from their property.
I wanted to ask you about a meeting that was held on Monday, the Committee of Intergovernmental Relations. It seems like those relations are strained at times.
Well, intergovernmental relations deals with things that we're dealing with the county, with the state, other agencies that we partner with, like Tri-County Regional Planning, Tri-County Regional Aging, and the school district. You know, I think many of the meetings that we've held have been successful. We have put forth issues that are important to the city, as well as listened to what their issues are. On Monday night, what we had was we're working with Tri-County Regional Aging that had their plan that they were submitting to the state of a number of programs that they work in the Tri-County area and that benefit our seniors and those with disabilities. So that was successful. Sometimes getting the information, though, we received it only a week ago. We needed to act on it for the state issues and have that to the state. That was due on the 28th. So sometimes we do have problems like that. But I think, you know, for the state, first and foremost, I think that, you know, we are working with other agencies and other groups, and we'll continue to do that.
Carol, what's your take on two new charter schools opening in Lansing this fall?
I came up through the public school system, support the public school system. Realize that there are charter schools out there that are meeting some of the needs, but I do think that at times that does detract from our public schools and the funding to help make those viable. If I had children of school age right now, I'd be working to try to keep them in the public schools and keep and work to make sure that any problems that I saw there, that I tried to find some solutions within the public schools.
Any new, well, aren't charter schools, though, public schools?
Well, yes, because public tax dollars go to help fund those. I think that there are some of the things that are magnet schools that our public school system has set up that I personally would rather see some of those expanded and some of the successes from that we've learned from and some of these creative ideas filtered through that.
Any new news on the casino front? As you know, there are lawsuits flying all over the place.
No, City Council hasn't heard anything at this time of where things are. We do realize that there is a new tribal chief, and I know that from the information I've read, has still a few concerns about the developers and that they were working with. So at this particular time, no, we haven't heard anything else.
Do you support a casino in Lansing?
I voted to move that through. I think that there's still some issues out there that we have to work through? Absolutely. One of the things that were brought up during this time were the habitual gamblers and how that would impact our community. And I think that's something that we can't ignore. There are a number of issues that come into play, whether we're talking about a casino in our community, whether we're talking about a bar, whether we're talking about a number of those things, that we have to make sure that those that have addictions that we're helping and make sure that we've got services for them.
Now, you know the label that's been put on you, No Growth Carol Woods, is going to take a hit with you voting for this. You know that, don't you?
I know that. But, you know, I believe in responsible growth. I believe in making sure that it works for the community, that it works for the city, and in the long run that it does accomplish what we say it's going to accomplish. And I think that's the most important thing. It's the sustainability that's moving forward. So asking questions, and we've had this discussion before, I believe helps make a better product, and we end up with better assurances that product will come to fruition.
Carol Wood is a member of the Lansing City Council. Carol, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.